Boy, nothing like Sunday baseball, especially when you're the national game. It's Giants-Dodgers tonight, and Dominic Leone, the opener, going against Walker Buehler tonight. And my prediction was 5-2 Dodgers. I'm going to change it. I'm going to say 4-3. I think the Giants are going to get to the bullpen a little bit. I think they can get to the Dodger bullpen a little bit. All right. Joe Sheehan joins us on this Sunday. Of course, Joe Sheehan and the newsletter. It is the best out there in the country. You can keep up with everything that's going on in baseball from the analytical side and just a good writing side. So, Joe, a pleasure to have you with us. How are you?
Good, Marty. Hope you're enjoying this great series.
Yeah, it's been something. I mean, we had the crazy game Friday night, and then last night Urias seemed hittable to me, but the Giants just couldn't get the big hit. So here's what I wanted to talk to you about. Let's look at the matchup of these two teams, not who's going to win the division, who's going to get the wild card, because we're at the mercy of so many other teams in that. But what about when they match up together? Because I think they're going to play in the first round. How do you see that?
I think the biggest problem the Giants have is what they're going to face tonight, which is Walker Buehler. And if you look at, you know, playing it out and saying who's going to win the division and who's not going to have to play that wild card game, you know, the Dodgers' chance to win the World Series is very heavily contingent on not having to use Buehler in a one-game playoff. Because he right now, to me, Marty, is the second-best starting pitcher in baseball. I've got Gerrit Cole ahead of him. And then, you know, we don't know what Jacob deGrom is at this point. Walker Buehler has become the second-best starter in baseball. You're going to get a great look at what he does tonight. Locates the fastball, works everything off the fastball. Great physical mechanics. There's not a lot of wasted motion in there. And he, you know, keeps his poise on the mound as well. I really enjoy watching him a lot. So when you look at a potential best of five between these series, between these two teams, you know, Buehler versus Gausman, Scherzer versus Logan Webb at this point, or Disco, Julio Urias against one of the other two guys. That starting pitching matchup, the Dodgers would have the better starter basically in every single game. I think that's a huge edge before we even get to the lineups. Obviously, the Giants have gotten a great years out of a lot of surprising players. And their superstars, Posey, Crawford, have come back to have the best years they've had in a while. But when you start Betts, Muncie, Turner, you have that talent advantage as well. It's very hard. Again, these two teams are tied for first place. And every time I say that, I want to just kind of stare at Gabe Kapler and say, how the heck did you do this? Mm-hmm. And we know he did it. They've been great with the internal development. But if you're asking me to line them up in a best of five, the Dodgers are going to be pretty significant favorites.
Well, the way baseball is played today, you have to get the last eight outs, nine outs perhaps, from a bullpen. Kenley Jansen, I think the Giants have his number. And the Giants bullpen with Rogers and McGee, pretty much a shutdown bullpen. What about that? Let's say Buehler, Urias, and Scherzer are gone after six, and it's a 3-2 game, Dodgers winning, and now you got to get nine outs from the bullpen versus the Giants bullpen.
Oh, I'm just thinking about that game starting at 10 p.m. Pacific and how late I'm going to be up watching these two teams make pitching changes. If you're the Giants, that's your goal. Your goal is to be 2-2 in the sixth, 2-2 in the seventh. Right. The smallest edge, and I don't even know if it's an edge, is the two bullpens. I don't think I have a great sense of how good, you know, either of these two bullpens would be in a short series. You mentioned, you know, Jansen has looked like peak Jansen at times this year, and at times he's looked like the guy who can only hit 92. You and I have talked offline about the Giants and, you know, being concerned about who gets the big right-handed hitter in a tough spot. You know, McGee, power lefty, not a huge platoon split, but, you know, he's left-handed. Trevor, one of the Rogerses, you know, he's somebody who has a huge platoon split because of the style of pitching he does. Is Zach Littell or Dominic Leone going to be the guy getting the big right-hander? I don't think either one of these teams is all that excited about their bullpen in a big spot. Certainly, and to say one game, Marty, I think if you're Kapler, you'd go, yeah, I'll take my chances with, you know, Leone, Rogers, McGee, 7-8-9. But when you've got to play these long bullpen games day in and day out for a month, and that's what the postseason's become, and certainly because of the Giants' soft rotation, that's what the postseason would become. You wonder if they would just run out of pitchers at some point. You know, we've seen it in past seasons, even teams with deep bullpens. When you're just having to use them for 4 to 5 innings a night in these high-intensity playoff innings, and, you know, players will talk about playoff innings are not regular season innings. They're just harder. They're just more intense. You're using more. So I don't think either one of these teams really wants to have to play a whole lot of bullpen games in the playoffs. And if the Dodgers don't win the World Series, I think it will come down to their bullpen again.
Yeah, I think so. And don't forget, Alvarez and Garcia have been terrific. But, you know, you bring up a good point. I've said it on the show, and that is you got to go through the month of September with an older crowd in the bullpen, who, you know, more veterans, and you got to work them at least 2-3 times a week as openers and bulk innings and all that. And I think that's the scary part for the Giants. Joe Sheehan is with us, the Joe Sheehan newsletter, joesheehan.com. Absolutely subscribe to it. I love it. I love getting Joe's perspective just like this. The Giants have slowed down a little bit. They're, what, 3-6 in their last 9? They haven't hit right-handed pitching for a month. What's changed for them analytically? Anything? Are they still getting on base the same way? Chase rate and all the numbers that you love to play with. What, has anything changed?
Yeah, they've run into the Brewers and Dodgers. And I don't want to, especially over small samples, Marty, I don't want to be too cute with digging in. Really what it's come down to is they've run into some really good pitching. That was that series earlier this week. I got to watch a decent chunk of that. And that to me is, we talk about the Dodgers, Giants playing in the first round, but whoever survives that series is going to be running into an absolute buzzsaw. So I don't think it's that the Giants are necessarily playing worse. I think it's that they've run into, you know, a stretch where they've played, you know, the A's were in that mix. They played the Braves, you know, with a decent rotation. And then, of course, running into the Brewers and the Dodgers. They're not doing things differently, Marty. They're just playing a really tough stretch of pitching.
All right. And the Mets, put the Mets in there, too, with Carrasco and Walker. And Stroman were very effective against the Giants. All right. So someone's going to win the division. Someone's going to be the wild card. We know that's happening. I think we're setting up, if things go well, for Giants-Dodgers in the first round, which we'll have a lot of fun talking to you about. But what about the wild card? The Cardinals, all of a sudden, are surging a little bit. The Reds and Padres floundering a little bit. And then I look at J.A. Happ, and I look at Mikolas and Kim and Wainwright, and I say, they can't do that for the whole month. What do you think?
The Cardinals are back to playing Cardinals baseball, which is, we're going to have our pitchers put the ball in play. We're going to stop walking quite so many guys. The addition of Happ has really helped. They made a couple of bullpen additions in T.J. McFarland and Luis Garcia. Again, totally under-the-radar moves, but they've dramatically changed that walk rate. They were on pace to have the worst walk rate of any bullpen since, like, the 1950s. And now, you know, they've lowered that. And the Cardinals are a team that always puts a good defense on the field. You know, getting Harrison Bader back in the summer really helped them out a lot. Planted him in center, improved the two corners as well. It's been fantastic, you know, what they've been able to do from a run prevention standpoint. Only the Dodgers have been better at keeping runs off the board since the All-Star break. And then, you know, Paul Goldschmidt really didn't take St. Louis by storm in his first couple of seasons since that big trade. But if you look at him, again, since about the middle of June, Marty has been one of the best hitters in baseball. Started the month, actually, with two homers. Started September with two homers the other day. And that's given them a boost in a lineup that doesn't have – it's not a very good lineup. But now it has the one true hairy slugger in the middle of it that Goldschmidt really hadn't provided for 2 years. So, you know, that combination, the great defense, not walking as many hitters, and finally getting Goldschmidt to be Goldschmidt has pushed them to the fringes of the wild card race. And again, I don't – over 4 weeks now, any of these teams – might go, you know, 17-9. None of them are all that good. They're all incredibly flawed. I still think the Padres win because of the talent base, but their starting rotation is really falling apart here. Darvish has been either ineffective or unavailable for 6 weeks now. And without him, it really starts to look ugly for them. So I'm still going with the Padres, but this is going to be, because I don't believe any of these teams actually play each other. The Cardinals, I guess, play the Reds. And that's about it. So it's all scoreboard watching all month.
Boy, it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun, and we only have a minute or so to go, but Atlanta's had a rough road trip out west, and the Phillies can't get out of their own way with their bullpen. Phillies hold, you know, challenge the Braves. Braves hold on. Mets, what do you think?
I still think the Braves will hold on, and again, I go back to the talent piece. They actually had a great trade deadline. They picked up Peterson, Soler, really bolstered that outfield. They've got a similar situation as the Padres, though, where, you know, they're down – Mike Soroka, the down another starter, Charlie Morton, who pitches today, has really been just a godsend for them. I look at that Phillies team, and the Phillies could be up 5-1 in the ninth with two outs, and I still wonder if the bullpen's going to hold on for the game. So yeah, if their bullpen is just average over the course of the month, they could steal this thing. I'm just not sure it can even be that good.
Well, as long as the Phillies don't play the Marlins, they'll be okay.
they stole it today. They pulled today's game out.
Yes, they did. Well, Joe, great to have you on. We're going to do this again, obviously, during the month. And as I say, scoreboard watching, but Giants-Dodgers seem to be in the future. So have a good afternoon, and I appreciate you being on.
Thanks, Marty. Anytime.
Oh, very good. Joe Sheehan, joesheehan.com. The newsletter is fabulous. All right. Kerry will be back with Adam Copeland right after these messages. And I'm taking tomorrow off, so it'll be Kerry and Bill doing the show tomorrow morning starting at 9. What a day. Well, I'm looking forward to this game. All right, more coming up. KNBR 680, 104.5, the sports leader.